How was your weekend, Buzz?
No, very good, mate. The Sharkies won, and saw some pretty good football, although the blowouts are still worrying me. Too many lopsided games, and I don't know what it is, but, you know, there's just this huge gap between the top sides and the bottom sides, you know. But overall, mate, I enjoyed the footy.
I'll tell you what, Buzz, the Panthers fans aren't happy with you this morning.
Oh, mate, they're outraged. It's very unlikely to upset a football fan.
Now, you've done an article in today's paper about, you know, Penrith. They're flying high on top of the table, but they haven't had to do as much travelling as some of the other teams.
Oh, look, all I've pointed out, and look, I spoke to NRL physio Brian Cerny about the effects of travel on the teams. And to this day, Penrith have had a bus trip to Gosford and a flight to the Gold Coast and back. And then you look at some of the other teams like the Canberra Raiders, who have had 10 trips on the road, four of them on a bus, six of them in a plane. And you look, the Cowboys are in the comp. They knew they were going to do a lot of travel. They've been to Sydney five times, Gosford once, the Gold Coast, Newcastle, and they've racked up 15,000 Ks. And look, you know what? It's going to even out a bit because Penrith do have a couple of away trips coming up interstate. But it's a really, really important factor, mate, that they are leading the competition. They haven't had all that many injuries, and it's been an advantage to this day.
Buzz, what about the Melbourne Storm and Cameron Smith? I got a sense last night after the game there was a lot of expectation around Cameron coming out and announcing his retirement after the game. That wasn't the case. And we're probably getting mixed messages in here that he's going to re-sign for another year with Melbourne. Have you heard any news?
Yeah, it's funny because in the Sunday Telegraph, not last Sunday, the Sunday before, I wrote a story suggesting his time was up. And before the game against Manly, Storm actually wanted a decision. And this was based on a conversation I had with their chairman, Matt Tripp, who wants, as much as he respects Cameron's position in the game, he wants to make a call. He wants to let Harry Grant know and he wants to let Brandon Smith know. And he basically, the Storm wants, if he is to retire, the Storm want to know about it now because they want to plan something special. There's never been a player in our game like Cameron Smith. There's never been a better player. There's never been anyone who has achieved as, you know, has played as many games as he has. And they want to plan something special. But look, Craig Bellamy bailed him up last week on Tuesday and put it on him and said, look, you know, we're getting close. And Cameron said, look, I generally don't know. But look, I spoke to him after the game because I was getting that mail yesterday to Clarkey that he would make a decision. Mm. I'm told he will make the call this week. And I've been saying for a number of weeks that he will retire, and I'm sticking by that. But who knows, because the way he's playing, he's still physically capable of continuing.
You've also written in the Telegraph today, Buzz, about Todd Payton and that the Cowboys expected to sign him on a three-year deal to be their next coach this week. It's been an amazing performance, considering I think we were all worried there at one point that the Warriors were just going to basically lose motivation. To win four out of their last five is a real nod to Todd Payton and his ability.
Well, if you could win a Dally M Coach of the Year award from outside the top eight, which you can, you know, he'd be up amongst them. And what he's done, four wins from the last five games with, let's face it, it's a depleted outfit. They sent three boys home and they're borrowing players all over the shop from Parramatta and Penrith, and Big Dax Hetherington was suspended and they lost him in the middle. And it's been a remarkable story. They just didn't beat Newcastle. They flogged them the other day in Tamworth. And look, I spoke to key people at the Cowboys yesterday. Todd did his Zoom interview with the club on Friday. And they're on the verge of appointing him coach. It'll be done this week. In a lovely, lovely part of the story, and people don't know, Todd Payton has been separated from his family for the last 4 months. Yesterday, they were reunited. A beautiful story. They got out of quarantine in Sydney. They made their way up to the Central Coast. And it's just, you know, he's been doing it as tough as the players, but no one sort of understands, you know, that he's got young kids, 11, 9-year-old, 7-year-old, and Yeah, it's good to see them back together and him on the verge of getting a three-year contract with the Cowboys.
Yeah, the race of the top four is tight, and we'll get a better indication this week, I reckon, of who more than likely will finish in that top four. You've got Parramatta taking on the Warriors, and the Warriors are playing for their season, and Parramatta have been out of form. But the game I'm looking forward to is the Roosters taking on the Raiders and Sonny Bill returning.
Oh, that's a sensational game, isn't it, mate? And look, I think it will be the highest rating television game of the year, certainly on Fox Sports with all the anticipation around Sonny Bill. Mate, you look at... I've had a look at the draw for the Eels, for the Roosters, for the Raiders, and you know South are creeping into it too. They're on 20 points. They've got a tough draw, though, South. They've got Storm and Roosters to play. Look, I'm worried about the Eels. They're on 24 points. They've got the best draw. They've got the Warriors. They'll lose to the Panthers, you'd think, but then they've got the Broncos and West Tigers, which should secure them. So it's really out of the Roosters and the Raiders and this weekend, Laurie, as you said. And the Roosters also have the Rabbitohs in the final round. So I think once the Raiders play Roosters, they've got Dragons, Warriors and Sharks. So it's a little bit easier for them. But by geez, it's interesting. And it might come down to for and against.
Buzz, what do the Tigers do with Benji?
Oh, look, I think they need the salary cap space, Clarkie. And,
yeah.
It's sad because, you know, look, time's catching up with Benji like it does with all players his age, but he hasn't been the worst performer in that side. And it looks like they won't be offering him a new contract, which is probably a disappointing way for him to go. And we need to know that now so that the game can farewell Benji. As I've said many times before, I don't know if there's been a player in the modern era who has convinced people to take up rugby league. He's been a hero with so many people outside the West Tigers, even outside New Zealand. He's such an exciting player, but, you know, time catches up with them all.
Hey, Buzz, what's happening up there at the Brisbane Broncos? We know that Seibold has decided to leave, and there's some talk over the weekend that it was a race in two between Kevvy Walters and also Paul Green. And then yesterday, we read that it could be a combination of Kevvy Walters and Wayne Bennett making a return.
Yeah, look, I don't want to bag that story, but I think it's a million to one chance of happening. Wayne has been there twice, and he left them, in really unsavoury circumstances and fell out with their management and fell out with their owners. And I think the club has moved past Wayne Bennett, and I think they, you know, whoever they point coach will want to do it on his own. And look, I think Kevvy Walters has been around long enough to stand his own 2 feet, and Paul Green certainly has as well. And look, I don't think it is restricted to those two. We've heard there was interest in Craig Bellamy. Bellamy's saying he won't cut ties with the Storm, but I think they want to do more due diligence before they actually settle on Kevvy or Paul Green. And it's an interesting scenario, mate, but look, Wayne won't be going back there. I think Wayne's better chance of returning home to Brisbane will be heading up a new franchise in a few years when the 17 teams revealed an expanded competition.
Buzz, always great to talk to you, mate. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, guys. Cheers now.